Hey, what's up, everybody? We've all been broken down, and we've all been broken down, and we've all been put in situations to where we've tried to build ourselves back up. So let me tell you my story of how I was broken down, and how I did, and how I did what I did to build myself back up. But before that, let me hit you guys off with this.
Musicality.
I used to wonder, like, why was it me? Like, why am I chosen? Left with a heart that's broken. Dealing with pain I ain't learned how to cope with. I never learned how to feel my emotions, but I learned how to channel my focus. Stay on my feet as I balance the motion. Life can change in a matter of moments. Lately, I can't see, I know what to do with myself. All I really feel is rage. I walk in the rain on a path that might ruin myself. Surrounded by people who never love me. In reality, they ain't too good for my health. Thinking on everything done to me. Suddenly, I don't think about what I do to myself. I need somebody to wait. I need someone to come save me. But a victim is something I can't be. And I know that I might have a purpose, but right now my future is something I can't see. When I look in the mirror, I start to accept I have hate for this person I'm facing. That make it harder to care what my fate be. Ain't even harder to know what my faith is. Sometimes it's hard to see blessings. I'm learning that tragedy come with a lesson. Trouble might come when you stress it, but focus behind it is always a message. Things can really get messy. Keep where you headed, right where your head is. Might get heavy, it's making you better when you overcome it. It's written for heaven, it's what you like. Look at my heart. Somehow we kept it together when life tried to tear it apart. Sometimes you gotta face pain and change, you know you are, yeah. I can't let that shake me, my scars is what shapes me. It hurts but won't break me, no. You broke me down to build me up, and now we up, can't take me down. I stay 10 toes down, if I'm walking with God, I ain't running from nothing. Ain't no stopping them now. I was down for a while, wasn't down for the count, and now ain't no counting them out. Cause they count on me now, so I'm running my route. I gotta play my position. Blessed that me living is part of a vision. Lately the state of the world got me sick, and I feel like my mission is be a physician. I had to work on my flaws, had to better myself like it's lost. Started working myself like a dog, then I saw straight like clipping up fog. I was lost, now I'm found. In my journey the talk of the town. I was saved by the one with the crown. How I live, hope I'm making them proud. I know some people that wanted me dead. I used to call them a friend. Wanna do good, but that wasn't a trend. Now I see through a new lens. The cutoff is rare, removing a limb. We ain't got nothing to mend. Got a new crew that I see as my kin. No more riding dirty, I'm cleansing the stench. Look at him now, doing better than he was when he was just flat on his back. See who around, people who gon' really care for the boy with no strings attached. See what he found, something real. He ain't gotta worry about a knife in his back. Holding him down, can't fall for them hard times. He ain't gotta go back, like, look at my heart. Look at my heart. Somehow we kept it together when life tried to tear it apart. Sometimes you gotta face pain and change, you know you are, yeah. I can't let that shake me, my scars is what shapes me. It hurts but won't break me, no. You broke me down to build me up, but now we up, can't take me down. I stay 10 toes down, if I'm walking with God, I ain't running from nothing.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome, and welcome to the check-in. My name is Frederick Beatty. I'm also the CEO of Trailblazers Radio, and welcome to the check-in. This is the show that we talk about all things mental health from a male's perspective, but we also talk about things from other perspectives. And welcome to Conversations with Myself. First of all, I want to welcome you guys for being here and coming and for being here on a Friday evening, this good Friday evening. The Friday that kicks off the Easter weekend. So first of all, thank you guys for being here. I appreciate that so very much. You guys, it means the world to me for you guys to tune in and vibe out with us tonight. The show was scheduled for 8 o'clock, but I'm up here early. I came up early because I really want to get what I have off me. Well, not off me, but I really want to just kind of just put this out here for everybody to understand and hear. So, but before I do that, man, the the wonderful song that you guys heard just now, the name of the song is called Break Me Down. And the name of the artist is called, it's a gentleman by the name of Dizzy 8. A wonderful artist. I actually just kind of accidentally stumbled upon him by watching something on Instagram. Him and another gentleman did a collaboration, Superman versus Goku. So I took a look at his YouTube page and saw that he had a lot of great songs, a lot of songs that are inspirational, a lot of songs that are that are really relatable to a lot of what we as human beings go through. And that song was used with his express permission. But the other thing that I most definitely want to do for this gentleman is this. I want to show you guys this gentleman's YouTube page. And I want you guys to really just see what you guys are looking at. If you guys subscribe to this guy's page, this is what you're going to be listening. This is what you're going to be taking. This is what you're going to be, what you're going to be treated to. So give me just a second. I'm going to share the screen. And this is this gentleman's YouTube page. As you can see, there's a lot of songs, right? A lot of songs right here. This gentleman is a Christian rapper, is a Christian rap artist. And I really want you guys to check out this guy's his YouTube page, but also check out his SoundCloud page. He's got some great material and great things on this page. A lot of songs that, like I said, all these songs are things that most of us could possibly relate to. This song in particular was one that I relate to, and it's pretty much the topic of what we're talking about tonight. Break me down to be built back up. So I want you guys to really check out a YouTube page. Also check out his SoundCloud page. I'm going to put his information in the chat, so that way you guys are able to check him out on YouTube and also on SoundCloud. Give me just a second. But I really want you guys to check this guy out, because he's he's a great artist. But I'm gonna put his SoundCloud page up here. And if you guys want to check him out, you can check him out, and I'll put his name up here as well too, so you guys will be able to check him out. And boom. I'm gonna put this up here for the chat so you guys can check him out. Search him up on YouTube under Dizzy 8, and then check him out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud page is right there as well. Now that is out of the way, and again, that particular song and video was used with his express permission. So. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. I don't plan to be up here before you guys very long, but I wanted to talk a little bit about of. I want to talk a bit a little. I'll talk a little bit about of about how the things in life, or how situations and circumstances and the experiences that we have in life break us down. But then we find ways to build ourselves back up, or we're built back up. And I always come back to using my own personal experiences as I use my own personal experiences as the relatable aspect to this, so that way another male or another female can relate to it. So with that being said, there have been many instances and experiences that have taken its toll on me, but also could have also barely taken me out. There have been many things that have pushed me to the edge, but I always remembered how close to the ledge I was and never tried to go over the ledge. So there are many things that have taken, that have made, that have put me in a situation to be, to where, like, what else can I do to remove, what else can I do to improve my situation? And there are things in life that have broken us down, that break us down. And the question is always, how do you come back from being broken down? What's the game plan for that? How do you bounce back from being knocked down? And again, I like to use my own experiences as the catalyst for the conversation. So there have been times in my life to where I have been beat down, knocked down, battered, bruised, whatever, where life just broke me down to my last common denominator, or my last chance. There I can state two instances to where that's happened. And I know that I always say talk about this, but this is a major, and these are major instances. Hey, Miss Kenyatta, how are you? Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here, ma'am. And like I was saying before, there are two major instances to where, and I know I talk about these two instances all the time. However, they have always been the catalyst to where I am and where I've been. One of the instances that I am very well. Thank you for asking. I hope that you're doing well as well. Hope that you're doing well too. So there are instances that where things have broken me down. And I know I talk about this, but every time I talk about these instances, there's always a nervous energy with me, because it makes it sound like I'm beating a dead drum, or I'm harping about something that somebody may give me the buy now speech or the buy now phrase. And one of those instances is when I lost my oldest son. That instance really broke me down, it literally broke me down to my very last compound and denominator. It made me question a lot of things. And one of the things that I think we all should notice or even understand or recognize is when something or someone or some experience breaks us down, it makes us question who we are. It forces us to question what our values are. It forces us to question who we are as a person. but it also forces us, it also kind of puts us in a in an emotional crossroads almost. You know, you when something like that majorly happens, it really makes you ask yourself, who am I? Where am I? Why am I here? Do I really belong here? Do I really belong in this space with these people, with the things that I have, with the things that I've acquired? And that is something that really forced me to question a lot of things. Did I even deserve to be? Did I even deserve to be a father? Did I even deserve to be at his home going? Did I deserve to be his father? Those are things that I questioned. Those are questions that I asked myself. Those are things that I really put myself to heal about. And for some people, not all people, I know that I'll include me in this. Those were questions that I asked that I didn't get immediate answers to. And then not getting the immediate answers was frustrating. It was to a point to where I wanted to walk my own path and not walk the path that was put before me. You know, being broke down, number one, makes you question who you are. It makes you question what you are. But it also in some ways rearranges your reality or your perception of what reality is. I can only say that for myself. I can't say that for anybody else. My perception of what I thought was real and was not. I mean, my perception of what I thought was okay wasn't everybody else's perception of okay. And it really put me in a space to where I felt like I had just completely and totally, utterly failed. It being broke down makes you feel put. I can only say this from me, from my own experiences, but not from anybody else's. Me being broke down like that put a feeling of abject failure in front of me. And I felt like I had failed a lot of people. I felt like I failed my father, my mother, my brothers, more importantly, my children, because I felt like I was wholly responsible for what happened. And it made me question my abilities. It made me question myself as a man. It made me question myself as a father. It made me question myself as a human being. And it was a lot to take in. You know, when you feel like that, it almost feels like you're up against a wall. Feel like you're up against you're up against time. You're fighting against time, and you're fighting against yourself. And that's what I was doing. And every day when you're broke down. Or should I say, when I was broke down, I felt like I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to get up out of the bed and go to work in the morning. I felt like I didn't want to. I didn't want to go to church on Wednesdays and Saturdays and Sundays. I didn't want to participate in activities that involve friendships. That involved having solid friendships. I became more of a recluse. didn't really want to be bothered. I was more isolated, kind of more into myself, thinking about, did I really want to put myself out here in that manner? And that's where I stood. I mean, being broke down like that will also brings about depression. It also brings about depression. Also brings about thoughts of removing yourself from this plane of existence. It also brings about despondency, despair, wondering if you're ever going to be enough, or if you are enough for the people that share your universe, or that occupy your orbit. And then you also wonder if you're good enough for the larger world around you. And again, I can only speak from my experience. I can't speak from everybody else's experience. I know what it felt to be broke down. I know what it felt to feel like you were at the end of a rope. And it wasn't the best feeling. I can admit that. It wasn't the best feeling. Because every day I wondered if I was good enough, or if I was bad, if I was good enough. Every day I wondered if I was good enough today, or if I was at least at my best yesterday, you know. And I don't know about anybody else, but you guys can meet me in a chat with this one. And I guess the one thing that I questioned was I ever going to be good enough, or was I ever going to be better than where I was currently at, where I was at that time? Was I ever going to improve? Was I ever going to be the person that I knew I could be, that I knew I wanted to be, that I knew I had to be? And I think for me, being in that broken down state, it did put me in some form of a state of confusion. Because I was struggling to figure out what it was that broke me down, but I was also struggling to find out what could I do to pull myself up out of it. And I think I was doing way too many things at one time. I was trying to do two things at one time. I was trying to, number one, trying to figure out where I was in that situation, but I was also trying to figure out how to get up out of it. And you, as us as human beings, I mean, we can multitask, but when it comes to matters of, to me, when it, and this is again my opinion only, when it comes to matters of the heart, I think you have to just deal with things one instance or situation at a time. You can't deal with you can, and the way I see it is, you can't deal with what broke you down and then try to figure out how to build yourself back up. You got to work on what broke you down first. You got to be able to identify that. You got to be able to identify where the break came from. You got to be, and I think that's an important thing. You got to identify trying to identify where the break came from. What triggered the break? What was the catalyst for that break? Was it something emotional? Was it something physical? Was it something mental? Was it something that was out? Was it something that was either outside of my control or inside of my control? Was it something that I could have foreseen or at least planned for? What was that break? What was the catalyst? What was that thing that broke me? You know, then you have to figure out, then I think for me is not only asking the what, you also have to ask when. When did this happen? How did this happen? Why did this happen? And I think when you ask those questions, I mean, I strongly believe that you get a better understanding of how to properly approach it. But you got to ask, what was it? For me, it was the loss of a child, other things that happened prior to that. I lost my maternal grandmother. After losing my son, I lost my maternal grandmother a couple of years later. And even in that, there was things I had to deal with. When I say that losing my son was one of the main catalysts for me kind of having that break, is because once that happened, and I kept continually seeing what was going on in the news and social media and things of that nature, that introduced an anger and a rage in me that I had never thought I had ever felt before. I never experienced that type of anger and rage. And it was because I kept being exposed, and I kept making, I put that on me too, because if I didn't watch it on the news, or if I didn't look at the news, or if I didn't look at it on social media, maybe I wouldn't have been so angry. But unfortunately, that's what it was. Seeing other people of color being mistreated in a manner that was inhumane. I know that on Facebook and YouTube there are certain things that you cannot say or you cannot mention, so I won't mention them. So I worded it that way so that way people could understand. To see people like me, men and women, children and kids, being treated in a manner that was not humane, that triggered me. That triggered anger and a rage in me that, again, I never felt in my entire life. And I felt useless with that rage, because there was no way for me to properly and safely direct it. And when I did try to properly and safely direct it, it made certain situations worse. And that put me in a pit of despondency. So like now I'm trying to deal with this and try to handle this in a safe way. Trying to handle this and deal with this in a safe way to where it doesn't have an adverse effect on the people that I cared about at the time, the relationships that I had at the time, the friendships that I had at the time, the things that I was trying to maintain at the time. I'll say this in that instance, you win some and then you lose some. And what I lost was a lot. Lost a job behind it, a good job behind it. And I lost subsequent jobs behind it. And I'm not going to say that that was the only thing that made me lose that put me unemployed. I'm not going to say that, because a lot of those things that happened were based upon my own choices. So I'm not going to put it on anger and rage or anything of that nature, because I am totally culpable and responsible and accountable for that. But it did put me in a very, very weird and unusual space. And I was trying to figure out what that space was. And I was also trying to figure out how can I coexist in this space safely? Again, it was a lot to deal with, to digest, to understand. And it took a long time for me to diagnose and recognize what was going on, what was happening, what was transpiring the whole time. And I'm not disappointed in myself because of the time that it took. I'm not disappointed in myself, nor am I angry with myself about the time that it took, because it takes the time that it needs to take. Because what a lot of people don't understand is that all experiences that we have require an element of time. We've taken time to experience those experiences, and there was time taken to experience those experiences, to have those experiences, right? Just as it takes time, just as the experiences that we have take time, the experience of healing and rehabilitation also require an element of time. The process of building yourself back up requires an element of time. I've said this on numerous occasions, and I'll say it again. It is easier to destroy than it is to build. It only takes a few moments to destroy something, but it can take an entire lifetime to build something back up. And just like that goes for a physical building or structure, it goes for us as humans as well. When we're broke down emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically, it takes time to build ourselves back up. Because just an opinion of mine. Again, we can debate this in the chat if we want. I think when we get to the point of being broken down, it's just that our defenses can no longer handle the strain of being exposed to certain things. And I'll admit that my defense system was overtaxed. And it broke down, and it allowed things that weren't supposed to enter. And like I said it before, it requires less effort to destroy something, but it requires a full and complete effort to build something or to rebuild something. When we when 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 we are broken down, when life's challenges and our experiences break us down, that's literally a destruction method. We're literally being destroyed. I won't say literally being destroyed, but that's a method of destruction. We're being destroyed from the inside. We're being destroyed from the inside out. It manifests on the outside with the anger, the despondency, the loneliness, the depression, the antisocialism. We're being destroyed from the inside out. Because our emotional and mental defense system has been broken, been breached, or been broken down, it manifests in fear, manifests in the physical. And I've heard this being said a lot of times if our emotional and our mental states have been breached, and we've been broken down, then the physical aspect of us is soon to follow. Having an emotional breakdown, will manifest itself physically. Because now we've been emotionally and mentally exposed to whatever experiences that we've been put through, either voluntarily or involuntarily been made to look at. And it manifests itself in the physical. And I've talked about this on numerous occasions before about how certain things manifest that way. Our body keeps a score when you don't tell the truth about what you've been through, or about what you've experienced, or about if you need help. So the body does keep the score. And I know we've talked about being broke. I know I've talked a little bit about being broken down, and I've talked about my own personal experience with being broken down. But I guess the larger question is, how do we build ourselves back up? Well, first and foremost, like I said earlier, we got to understand what it is that broke us down. We got to understand how that broke us down. We got to understand why that broke us down. We got to understand what position we were in to allow that to break us down. And we also need to analyze our emotional and mental defense system. What incident or incident was the causation for the breach? When our emotional and our mental defenses are broken down or breached, we're susceptible to a lot of things. We're open to a lot of things. We're at risk of a lot of things. How do we as human beings minimize risk? Well, you can try to guard your heart and your mind against a lot of experiences, but that doesn't work because now you're closing yourself off to what makes us human beings. We can't readily close off our emotions like that. They're not light switches to where you can just flip them and not flip them on and flip them off. At least that's my thought process on it. You know, our emotions are not light switches. You can't just flip them on and flip them off on a whim. To me, it doesn't work like that. And I'm pretty sure there'll be people in the chat that's going to say, well, it does work like that. Well, I'm going to say it doesn't work like that, because how can you flip your emotions on and off like a light? How do we do that? How can you do that? Is that even freaking possible? So we got to ask those questions. But when we ask those questions, we need to really analyze what it is that broke us down. Why did it break us down? Why did we allow that to break us down? Again, first and foremost, we're human beings. So we're not perfect. We're not perfect, and we're not perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. We have thoughts, positive thoughts, negative thoughts. We have doubts, fears, idiosyncrasies, things that make us different. Things that make us different, but yet also things that make us similar. So we share differences and commonalities. But once we kind of get to the point of what that is, why that is, how that is, you know, where that is, now we got to get into a part of analyzation of, you know, now we've identified the problem. What are we going to do to solve the problem? And then what are we going to do to start a process to where we can begin to heal and start to put ourselves back in a way to where we're able to deal with things or be able to handle certain things. Well, like I said, it starts with, like I said before, you know, the breaking down process is a destruction process. And it doesn't take that long for us to destroy something. But it does take an element of time to build something. And in building ourselves back up, we've analyzed, we've looked at, we've asked the questions. What, where, how, when, why. Now we have to go into an analyzation process. Now we have to go through the analyzation process and then go through the process of building ourselves back up. What does that entail? It entails eliminating self-defeating thoughts. We're human beings, and of course we're going to encounter those types of thoughts. But if we can reduce or minimize them, it makes the chances of us recovering a lot better. Now, one of the things I want to mention, that all buildings start with a foundation. Every building that we know starts with a foundation. The house or apartment complex or duplex or loft or studio apartment or whatever you live in, even your place of business, the car that you drive starts with a foundation. The basis of what this structure is going to sit on. And the first thing you have to do is make sure that structure is built on solid ground. You cannot build anything on unstable ground. You can't build a house on sand. So you have to have a solid structure. What is that solid structure with us as human beings? One of the surefire things I know is making sure you have a relationship with God. How's your relationship with God? What's that like? Do you have a prayer life? You know, And I can, these are things that I've been asked. Do you have a relationship with God? What is your prayer life like? Do you talk to him? But then also, one of the other things I think is just as important as having a relationship with God is also having a relationship with you. What do I mean by that? Having a relationship with you, meaning you know who you are and you are able to, speak to yourself, to encourage yourself, to talk, to speak life into yourself. But also it's knowing you and it's knowing who you are at your most deepest levels, knowing what makes you vulnerable, knowing what makes you strong, knowing what makes you weak, knowing what troubles you, what confuses you. Having a relationship with yourself or understanding yourself is just as important as having a relationship with God. Having a relationship with God is of paramount importance. Having a relationship with God is of primary importance, but the secondary importance is building and cultivating a relationship with you. Those are the building blocks. That's the foundation. The foundation, and everybody knows in any type of building, especially houses or apartment complexes, is that the foundation is a structure. The wooden skeleton to where everything else fits on. You have to have that wooden part of the structure first, the beginning of that home. You got the solid ground, but now you're putting that home on like the wood, the 2x4s that are there, the structure that's there. So you're building everything up. And now once you have that solid skeleton or structure, now you can consider other aspects of the build. Now you can put in your walls, your sheetrock, your electrical, your heating and air, and everything else. Everything builds on top of something else. And as you are building your relationship with God and you're building your relationship with yourself, you're also looking to build or rebuild relationships with other people. But this is about building yourself back up. So a lot of the work that I've done with myself have been mostly internal. And there have been times where I've had to demo my structure to rebuild it. And one of the things I want to let folks know that is okay, that is completely and totally okay. That's completely and totally okay. Sometimes you have to demo your structure to rebuild it, because maybe there was something that wasn't right structurally. Maybe there was something that wasn't right. And I'm talking about not only in a building sense, but also in a sense. Maybe there was something that we went through that had us question our faith or question our place, you know, and it made everything else not so strong, not so structurally sound. Excuse me. And it's okay to demo either parts of a building or a whole building to rebuild that. But when you're doing a rebuild, now it's being rebuilt better than what it was before, with improved structural integrity. And I think that's one of the things we need to really just kind of work on, our own personal structural integrity. And this is something that I work on continuously, my own individual personal structural integrity. And that structural integrity is a heart thing. It's an emotion thing. It's a mind thing. Are you structurally sound in your emotions? Of course we go through the gamut of emotions. We go through every emotion that we can go through, that we can experience. A lot of us go through the full spectrum of emotions. And the one thing I want to say, as men, we need to be able to go through the full spectrum of those emotions. I think when we don't go through the full spectrum of our emotions, we limit ourselves to what it is that we can and what it is we can and what we can and cannot do, or what we can and cannot achieve. And like I said, for me, you know, I was broken down to be built back up. And, you know, and there have been times, even now in the present, that I've been challenged by certain things, and I've been broken by certain things. But in the interim with that, I didn't allow it to destroy my building or my foundation. Of course it wreaked all kind of hell and havoc. Of course it's now. And that's the one thing I also want to point out. When we go through things, it's going to wreak all hell and havoc on us. One of the things I think we as human beings need to really understand is taking a proper damage assessment of ourselves. A proper full and complete damage assessment of ourselves. That is vital for us to grow as human beings, but it's also vital for us to understand what needs to be put away and what can be saved. What can be saved, we can rebuild and make it stronger. What can be thrown away is just that. What needs to be thrown away. It serves no purpose. It's not going to help with the structural integrity of what we already have. It's not going to contribute to the structural integrity of what we already have. So we have to be able to do a proper damage assessment on ourselves, so that way we can understand what's broken and what can be fixed or repaired, and what can be discarded. Because what's discarded is not going to have any bearing on what's being built. Now, if the thing that needs to be discarded, if it's something that we can keep or we can use, then of course do what you can to fix it. But if you get to the point to where you properly assessed it and you've analyzed it, and then you attempt a repair and it can't be repaired, you have to be okay with just like, okay, I've gave this my best shot. I've done everything I can to try to fix this part of me, and I can't fix it. We have to be okay with letting go of it. We have to be okay with discarding it. We have to be okay with saying like, okay, this no longer has any, it doesn't have any, it doesn't serve a purpose. It's not going to be purposeful for me in this building myself back up process. So let me just put this away. I don't need it. And it's not that big of a sinecure anyway. So one of the things in this, like I said, guys, I didn't plan on being here up here very long. I just wanted to kind of use an experience of mine to kind of talk about being broke down to be built back up. One of the things I think we need, again, we need to analyze, we need to ask questions: what, where, when, how, why. And then once we get that, we need to kind of get into the process of analyzing and trying to understand what it was that was that broke us down, so that way we can affect a better repair or a better build. Again, it's as simple as it sounds. It's not simple. It does require an element of time, and we have to give ourselves that time and that grace. One of the things I think we don't do enough of is give ourselves grace. One of the things I think we don't do enough of is give ourselves time. Healing requires an element of time. Putting things back together requires an element of time. And we have to give ourselves that element of time. that's all I got for you guys tonight. I want to thank you guys so very much for tuning in tonight. I want to thank you guys so very much for being here tonight. It means the world to me that you guys are here. It means the world to me that you guys are able to listen and watch on wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening. It means the world that you guys support. It means the world that you guys are just here tonight, and I'm appreciative of that. I want you guys do me a solid, man. I want you guys to continue to follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We also have a website, www.trailblazerradio.com. That is our website. Make sure you follow us there as well. We got some great things coming down the pike. We got some new shows. Hopefully there's going to be a new host coming to you guys. And I also want to do a special announcement for you guys, but I'll do that later on down the line. But I thank you guys. I thank you guys for being here. I thank you guys for your presence. I thank you guys for just, your support. Follow us on our YouTube channel. Follow us on our YouTube channel, Trailblazers with a Z Radio. Take a look at our content. Take a look at our videos, our shorts, or take a look at our content. And if our content resonates with you, do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button, and also hit the bell notification so you'll be notified anytime myself, LHG, or Tony or Kai come up in front of a microphone or a camera. Because what we do, and I'm gonna say this, and I think when I say this, I speak for everyone that's aligned with me. What we do, we do our very best to try to change lives. We do our best to try to impact people, because that is what we're here to do. That's what we're here for. We're here to live this thing called life, but we also should be here to impact people. I consider myself a change agent just because of what I speak to. So again, I thank you guys for being here. You guys are wonderful. I love you guys. And like I always say when I end these podcasts, number one, take care of each other. Number two, love on each other. Number three, we all know it's a crazy world out here. So above all, make sure you guys are safe. Make sure you guys stay safe. Safe arrival, safe departures. I am going to take you guys home with a little bit with with another video by Moonstar Dash. The name of the song is called Therapy. I think it's something that's needed for all. Think it's something that's needed for all of us. God and therapy, extra large size for me. But I want you guys to really think about. Really want you guys to really consider. You know what breaks you, what breaks you, or what broke you down, and then really consider your building back up process. Consider taking your time with that process and not rushing it. Give yourself the time and give yourself the grace to go through the building process, the building or the rebuilding process. That is a part of the process that hurts, that inflicts a little pain, because we have to put away or throw away things that had meaning to us, and now we got to reconsider those things. I love you guys. I love you guys to life. I love you guys to live, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for LHG with Critical Conversations. Not sure she's gonna be popping up. She's gonna do a pop up show, or she's gonna or pre record. But make sure you guys tune in for that. And if you guys miss Power Hour on Monday, make sure you check out the replay of that. That was a powerful show with her guest, Mr. Andrew Griffin. And man, make sure you guys check out all of our content. Make sure you check out Sofa Chats with TNK. Make sure you check out T-Ways to the Point. Make sure you check out LSG with Power Hour, with Critical Conversations and Girl Chat Weekly. Make sure you check myself out with the Check-In, with the Office Alley. Just make sure you check us out, man. We got some great things coming, but one of the things I always try to give honor to those, honor to God, but also honor to the people who support us, who tune into us, who watch us, who kick back and who vibe out with us, man. We love you guys, and I will see you guys on the next one. Peace. Look at me now, I made it through. I overcame what they hated. I'ma give myself congratulations, because I made it. I'm on a whole new dimension. These miracles on top of blessings. Tell your followers to mention. Therapy, let me breathe. I'ma count 1, 2, 3. I'm not gonna lose all sleep. I'm on a whole new vibration, not losing my patience, because I got my peace. Can't nobody take from me. Thought you'd never get through. People change, seasons change. The levels raining all on you. It gets better from here. Ah, it gets better from here. Baby, looking good on me. No pressure, it's time to seek. Therapy. Oh, it's okay to have therapy. My
Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop, to check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch.